You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Friday celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Basilica for all those cardinals and bishops who have died over the past year. During his homily, the Pope reflected on the reality of death, but he also reflected on the promise of eternal life, which is grounded in our union with the risen Christ. Today's celebration, Pope Francis said, once more sets before us the reality of death. It renews our sorrow for the loss of those who were so dear and good to us. But more importantly, reflecting on the liturgical reading of the day, he said it increases our hope for them and for ourselves as it speaks of the resurrection of the just.
La prima lettura esprime una forte speranza nella resurrezione dei giusti.
They are the multitude, he continued, that thanks to the goodness and mercy of God can experience the life that does not pass away, the complete victory over death brought by the resurrection.
La vittoria completa sulla morte per mezzo della resurrezione.
And recalling Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, the Pope said that by his love he shattered the yoke of death and opened to us the doors of life. The faith we profess in the resurrection, Pope Francis explained, makes us men and women of hope, not despair. Men and women of life, not death, for we are comforted by the promise of eternal life grounded in our union with the risen Christ.
La fede che professiamo nella resurrezione ci porta ad essere uomini di speranza e non di disperazione.
He urged the faithful to be trusting in the face of death, as Jesus has shown us that death is not the last word. Our souls, he said, thirst for the living God, whose beauty, happiness, and wisdom has been impressed on the souls of our brother cardinals and bishops, whom we remember today. Pope Francis concluded, giving thanks for their generous service to the gospel and to the church, and reminding those present that hope never disappoints.
La speranza non delude.
I'm Linda Bordoni.